Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Break Into Tech, Build an Epic Tech Resume, Interview Plan, and Career. No Coding Required. By Jeremy Schiffling positions itself as a practical, confidence-building guide for people who want a tech job without becoming a programmer. Drawing on the realities of modern hiring, it reframes tech as an ecosystem of roles, including customer success, operations, program management, sales, recruiting, product, and marketing, where business and people skills are often as valuable as technical depth. The book emphasizes a structured approach, clarify a target role, translate past experience into measurable impact, and build a repeatable interview strategy that signals readiness for fast-paced teams. It also highlights how candidates can stand out using clear narratives, portfolio-style proof, and smart networking rather than relying on online applications alone. Overall, this is designed as a step-by-step playbook that helps career switchers reduce overwhelm, focus on the actions that change outcomes, and approach tech hiring with a plan that is both disciplined and achievable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mapping the no-coding tech landscape. A central idea is that breaking into tech starts with understanding the breadth of roles that do not require software engineering. The book encourages readers to stop treating tech as a synonym for coding and instead view it as an industry with diverse functions. It walks through how roles differ by goals and daily work, such as revenue-focused positions like sales and partnerships, customer-focused tracks like support and customer success, and internal enablement paths like operations and program management. This topic also helps readers identify where their existing strengths fit. Someone with teaching or training experience might align with enablement. A hospitality background may translate to customer success, and a finance profile could fit operations or analytics adjacent roles. The emphasis is on choosing a clear target because the hiring process rewards focus. Rather than applying broadly, readers are guided to pick one or two roles and a handful of company types where they can credibly compete. By clarifying role language, success metrics, and career ladders, the book helps readers avoid vague positioning and start building a job search story that hiring managers can quickly understand. Secondly, building an epic resume around impact. The resume guidance centers on translating prior experience into outcomes that tech employers recognize. Instead of listing duties, the book pushes for impact statements that show scope, ownership, and measurable results. Readers are encouraged to highlight problems they solved, decisions they influenced, and improvements they delivered, whether in speed, quality, cost, customer satisfaction, or revenue. This topic also addresses how to tailor a resume to a specific tech role by mirroring relevant keywords, tools, and responsibilities without exaggeration. The goal is to make the reader look job-ready for the target function, even if their background is from another industry. The book also emphasizes clarity and skimmability, suggesting tight bullet points, strong verbs, and consistent formatting that helps recruiters quickly see fit. Another key aspect is positioning transferable skills in a tech-native way, such as framing coordination as program management, relationship building as stakeholder management, or process improvement as operations excellence. The result is a resume that reads like a product. It communicates value fast, reduces doubts, and supports the candidate narrative used in networking and interviews. Thirdly, designing an interview plan that wins. Rather than treating interviews as improvisation, the book frames them as a repeatable system. This topic focuses on preparing stories and evidence that match the most common evaluation areas in tech hiring. Readers learn to build a core set of career stories that demonstrate ownership, collaboration, learning speed, and customer or business impact. The approach supports structured storytelling, such as describing a situation, the actions taken, and the results achieved, with a focus on decisions and trade-offs. The book also highlights the importance of role-specific prep. A customer success candidate should be ready for scenarios about renewals, onboarding, and escalations, while an operations candidate might face process design and prioritization questions. Another element is question strategy, asking thoughtful questions that signal seniority, curiosity, and alignment with the team priorities. The topic also covers how to practice efficiently, including mock interviews, feedback loops, and refining answers for clarity and brevity. Overall, the message is that interview performance improves dramatically when preparation is planned like a project, with milestones, repetition, and continuous improvement rather than last-minute cramming. Fourthly, networking and outreach. That creates real opportunities. The book treats networking as a practical skill, not an awkward popularity contest. This topic explains how referrals, informational conversations, and targeted outreach can outperform cold applications, especially for career switchers. Readers are guided to build a simple pipeline, identify target companies, find relevant employees, craft concise outreach messages, and request short conversations that focus on learning and mutual fit. The emphasis is on being respectful and specific, showing genuine interest in the role and the problems the team solves. The book also encourages readers to create credibility signals that make outreach easier, such as a crisp LinkedIn profile, a clear role focus, and a portfolio of work samples or mini projects where appropriate. Another aspect is maintaining relationships through updates, gratitude, and value sharing, rather than only contacting people when asking for help. This topic also reinforces the importance of community, including alumni networks, professional groups, and events where repeated exposure builds trust. By turning networking into a workflow with measurable steps, the book reduces anxiety and gives readers a way to steadily generate conversations, interviews, and insider insight. Lastly, building a long-term tech career without coding. Beyond landing the first job, the book addresses how to grow in tech once hired. This topic focuses on developing the habits and competencies that drive advancement in modern companies, learning quickly, communicating clearly, and delivering outcomes in ambiguous environments. Readers are encouraged to adopt a product mindset, meaning they define the problem, understand users or stakeholders, test solutions, and iterate. The book also highlights career management basics such as setting a 30, 60, and 90-day plan, aligning with manager expectations, and tracking measurable wins that can later support promotions or job changes. Another important theme is building a skill stack that compounds over time. Even without coding, skills like data literacy, project management, tooling fluency, and cross-functional collaboration can increase leverage and pay. The book frames career growth as deliberate, choosing projects that expand scope, seeking feedback, and documenting impact. It also emphasizes that tech changes fast, so staying employable means being adaptable and continuously learning. The end result is a roadmap for turning an entry point role into a durable career with momentum and optionality. In conclusion, this book is well suited for career changers, recent graduates, and professionals who feel drawn to the opportunities in tech but do not want to become software engineers. It is also a strong fit for people who have solid work experience in other industries and need a clear method to translate that experience into tech language, credible resumes, and confident interviews. The primary benefit is practical structure. By breaking the process into role selection, impact-focused positioning, repeatable interview preparation, and relationship-based outreach, the book can reduce uncertainty and replace it with daily actions that move the search forward. That clarity often improves motivation and consistency, two factors that frequently determine job search outcomes. Compared to similar career switch books, its value is the specific focus on no-coding pathways paired with an end-to-end plan that connects resume, networking, and interviews into one coherent strategy. Instead of offering generic encouragement, it pushes readers toward concrete deliverables and measurable progress. For buyers, the advantage is that the guidance is designed to be used like a toolkit, supporting both the first breakthrough into tech and the longer-term goal of building a stable, upward career. If you would like to support Jeremy Schiffeling, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.